And the winner is Anthony Umlauf. Anthony Umlauf. Tony.
Hi, my name's Anthony. See, I've had so many kind of now or never moments. One of my favorites is one time when I was living in Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, which is this little tiny blip of a town, small town, Wisconsin. And I went to my local pub and I met this guy named Billy. And we had a few drinks and we were talking and we just like hit it off. And I'm straight as straight can be, and so is Billy. But I mean, we were hugging and drinking and talking. And, you know, by the time the pub closed, he's like, well, let's go to this, you know, let's go to On the Border. They're open for a few more hours, you know. So not the Mexican restaurant either. So we went there and then they closed. And he's like, well, there's this other pub that's open till 5. Let's go there, blah, 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 you know. So we were just basically trying to, you know, stay, you know, keep our buzz going on until we decided, hey, let's go to Florida, you know. and we thought it was the most brilliant idea ever. And I'm like, got my arm around him. I'm just like, just do not forget your toothbrush and your towel, okay? He's like, okay. So we went back to his place. He grabbed like maybe a half a dozen Hawaiian t-shirts, a towel, his toilet bag, some shorts, and, you know, that's pretty much... Oh, and his dog. He was going to drop it off at his mom's house. And then I went to my house, and I actually was a little bit more reasonable, and I grabbed some clothes, my overnight bag, some towels, you know, just, you know, some... whatever I could find, you know, just filled up my bag with a bunch of stuff, and we got in his brand new, was it a Lincoln Navigator? It's a really nice car. I'm like, we're riding in style. So we drove all the way down to Palatine from Twin Lakes. We dropped off his dog at his mom's house. No one was there. And I took first shift, you know? And we just drove and drove, and the sun came out. He wakes up, and, you know, we were probably about Indianapolis. So I'm like, still down for this? He's like, yeah, I got $5,000 in my pocket, you know? I'm like, and it's kind of on a side note, like if you guys know the game Golden Tee, he was actually the little golfer guy that modeled for Golden Tee. So I didn't believe him until I went to play the game. I'm like, that's Billy. He's got a few bucks, and he was gonna pay for a week in Florida for the both of us, you know. And I just met the guy that night, so he drove for a little bit, and we made it down to Nashville, Tennessee, and we went to Bob Evans there for breakfast, and they have the best breakfast at Bob Evans. If you ever south of the Mason-Dixie, so and then. And then we kept on driving and driving, driving. We went through, Louisville, Kentucky. You know, I mean, we were probably a good 5 hours, 4 hours from, you know, the Florida state line. And he realizes his ma's coming in on a plane that afternoon. He has her only set of keys, her house keys, her car keys, and he's supposed to pick her up from the airport. So we slam on the brakes, do this giant U-turn, and I swear, we never thought so hard. I mean, I spent 6 years in college, and I never thought so hard in my life. You know, just, what if we just, you know, overnighted? What if we paid some guy on the side of the road a couple $100 to just drive it to the airport? You know, what if this? What if that? You know, and, like, there's got to be something we can do, you know? So, and we just, we had to just bite our tongues and turn around and drive all the way back. And the guy was cool, you know. I just met him, and he gave me the keys to his Lincoln Navigator. So I just, you know, come back tomorrow, bring me back my car, you know, and I'll take care of the whole mom thing. He's like, cool. So I went out and picked up a few of my buddies and my nice new Lincoln and had a blast. And, you know, and after having a talk with them, we decided that it probably wasn't the greatest idea to try and, you know, continue our trip and to redo it. You know, we sobered up and realized we had obligations. And but, you know, if we would have made it all the way down to Florida, we would have probably spent the whole week there, had a blast, got a nice tan, you know. It would have been great. So, but it's just, you know, one of them once-in-a-lifetime chances where it's just you meet a new person and you just go with it. And it's something I never regret, and a friendship that was definitely interesting, to say the least. So, thank you.